Good evening, Azeroth, and welcome to episode 6 of the World of Goldcraft. I'm your host, as always, the Lazy Goldmaker of thelazygoldmaker.com. As always, we'll be talking a little bit about what I did over the last week in terms of goldmaking in World of Warcraft. Then we'll talk about some of the stuff that's been happening with the game. So we'll be discussing the developer Q&A and some more of the news about what's coming in patch 8.1, which will make some changes to the game, add some new stuff. We'll take a look at some of the changes and some of my thoughts about what's come out and what hasn't come out. And then as the discussion point for this week, I'll be taking a question that someone asked on my Discord server, which really made me think the question is flask flipping worth it? And I have, like, the question really made me think because I have some issues with exactly how the question is asked. And I'll talk a bit about, like, how you can figure out if a market is worth it and why I don't think necessarily that question is precise enough to help you figure out, like, what you need to do to make more gold. But we'll get to that when we get to that. So first, as always, we'll like talk about what I did over the last week, what's worked, what hasn't worked in gold making. So I'm still focused almost 100% on my gold cap challenge, and honestly, it's not going as well as I wanted to. This week I had about 600k in profit though, which is pretty good, mostly because I spent a lot less gold than I did last week, because last week I spent 3 million. I didn't spend 3 million this week, so I ended up with a decent profit. I haven't been focusing too much on my multi-realm flipping operation, which is something I really want to spend some more time on than I am currently. So overall, I have actually down below 11 million gold total now on EU, which is a lot less than I really wanted to be. I think my peak was like 17 million. And I want to get back up there, so that's like where I should be, or I need to beat myself, right? So it's been stagnating my total gold, but mostly because I haven't managed to finish my gold cap realm, which means I haven't been able to dedicate all the time I spent crafting there to flipping across all of my realms. As for what markets are working, it's pretty much the same as last time. I'm making gold in enchanting, jewel crafting. Blacksmithing gear is still selling really well. All of the honorable combatant items, which I made a post about last week. So if you're interested in that market, definitely go check that out on my blog. Also flipping materials constantly. That market is just sort of going, rolling every day. It's profit, easy profits every day. I've been experimenting with flipping the augment runes and flasks, but I haven't found a stable setup yet, which is sort of annoying, but it is what it is. I'm still testing it out. I'm getting sales, but I'm not getting steady enough sales that I'm really happy with how it's going. So that's sort of the issue there. Part of it is finding the cheap enough deals, and the other part is having a decent price setting. I think my prices for the flask is a bit too high, so I need to decrease my maximum purchase price and my selling price to really get something going. And for the augment runes, it seems like the price is just generally trending downwards, which sort of kills my profit margin over time so far. So I haven't made any guides on it because the markets haven't been, I haven't found a great way to target them yet. So that's what I've been doing. It's pretty much most of the same. I've been doing a bit more of BOE flipping, actually, and I've started diving into some of the non-Uldir BOEs, which are lower item level. So before that, I mostly flipped like the really high-end Uldir BOEs from item level 375 and up. I've been hearing a lot of chatter on my Discord from players who've had a lot of success with the non-Uldir item level 350 to 375 epic, so I decided to spend a bunch of gold on it just after I posted my the update to my gold cap challenge today. So I've bought a lot of gear, and I've bid on a couple more of these BOEs because they had lower bids that made it a lot more attractive to target the bid price than the buyout price. So we'll see how it goes. Hopefully, I can get some good sales from some of these. It's going to be interesting to see how this market looks. There was a lot more deals available when I looked at the lower level and the non-oldier BOEs. It was actually easier to find items to buy. So I ended up picking up like four or five items, and I bid on three or four more. So that's really good. I'm still making a decent amount of gold from Dark Moon Decks. I had a very nice success with the resetting the price of Dark Moon Deck Tides, because there was only five of them on the auction house, and they were at 15K, so I bought them all out and started posting them at 30K. And the price is now 1 week or five 6 days later, it's now down to 16K again. But I ended up selling all of the five I bought for an average price of 27K, so that was really, really well done. So that's it for what I've done. So now let's look at what's gonna happen to the game. So we had the big developer Q&A last week, and as far as professions go, it apparently didn't cover them at all. I haven't actually had time to watch the Q&A, I've just read up on the summaries, and it seems that it didn't touch on professions at all, or at least in very little regard, so we don't really know anything from the Q&A in terms of what Blizzard is thinking about, how they're planning, how they view professions in terms of game systems, what sort of role it should fill, or anything like that. What we do know is stuff that's sort of related to professions, but not actually professions. So we know that once 8.1 launches, we'll have the new Warfront in Darkshore, which will be running in parallel with the current Warfront, which means that you'll pretty much always be there'll always be turn-ins active for the Warfront, which is really good. You'll always have demand for a lot of the items that there may not be demand for in terms of actually using them for something or for whatever they're intended for. But you can likely make some gold selling it to people turning them in for the Warfronts, and with two Warfronts, there will pretty much always be something to turn in. I think this is really good, and it sort of incentivizes you as a gold maker to keep a large inventory of materials, raw materials, so that you can quickly turn it around. Should probably keep a stockpile of some of the of most of the turn-ins if you really want to make a lot of gold with this, because you need to be able to post them quickly when the turn-ins go active, because that's when the most of the gold is made, because a lot of players will be turning in instantly to get the rewards from the quests, assuming that they need them. Definitely makes it more attractive to be into material flipping, because you'll sit on a decent stockpile of materials at any one point. They'll be on the auction house, and there'll always be some of the turn-ins that will just be materials, and it's going to be really nice for you to already have those on the auction house at prices that are going to be profitable to you. So I think that's pretty good. Yeah, the other news, which wasn't actually on part of the Q&A, but something I saw on the weekly WoW Economy roundup on Wowhead by Gumdrops, and it's the new Sinister Combatant gear that I sort of talked about last week. It's coming in patch 8.1. It looks like the rank 2 and rank 3 recipes will be unlocked the same way as the Honorable Combatant gear, which means you buy them using Marks of Honor. Which is really annoying for anyone who doesn't like PvP, because if you want to get the most profitable recipes, you'll have to spend a lot of time PvPing. So that's I don't like it, but that's mostly because I don't mind PvP, but I just don't have the time to spend a lot of it doing PvP content. It's competing with a lot of other activities that I can be doing that's more profitable, at least more profitable right now. You'll have to get a lot of Marks of Honor if you want to unlock all of the rank 3 recipes. I think it's something in the 400 Marks of Honor range if you want all of the professions, which is a lot. So I hope you really like PvP. So there's one thing, I'm making a decent amount of gold with the Honorable Combatant gear right now, so I expect the Sinister Combatant gear to also sell. And once the Sinister Combatant gear releases, assuming that it's just going to be essentially higher item level versions of the Honorable Combatant gear, it will make the Honorable Combatant gear completely obsolete. So what this means is that if you have a lot of Marks of Honor right now, I'd definitely avoid buying any of the Honorable Combatant recipes. You should just keep your tokens and buy as many of the high-level Sinister Combatant recipes as you can when they release, because they're likely going to be the only gear or crafted gear that players are going to be buying. The Honorable Combatant gear will essentially be removed from the game, to be honest. I think this is a massive step back compared to how it worked in BFA, or in Legion, I mean, where they continuously upgraded the basic crafted gear, so it was always relevant. Which I think was a really, really nice way to essentially always keep the... make sure that you didn't get screwed over by patch changes if you crafted a lot, and made sure that crafting professions always had something relevant to craft. But yeah, so definitely if you want a head start in this, start stockpiling your Marks of Honor. If you have the time for it, I definitely, or if you like PvP, definitely do more PvP so you have all of the Marks of Honor ready to go when patch 8.1 hits, and you can just hit the vendor straight up, get all of the rank 3s and get them to the auction house. They'll probably be selling really well in the first part. I don't know if they've announced the item level, but we know that players were willing to pay gold to quickly get to item level 320 so that they can queue for the Warfront and get their item level 340, item level 370 drops. And I'm assuming that the item level of the Sinister Combatant gear is going to be above 320, so you'll be easily be able to sell a lot of this gear, especially for alts, and players will be buying this to quickly just get into the Warfront and start gearing more quickly. So from that point of view, I think it's actually going to be better than Honorable Combatant gear, because Honorable Combatant gear can't put you above 320 item level, because it's a maximum of item level 310. So that's going to be interesting to see if the Sinister Combatant gear actually has higher sale rates than the Honorable Combatant gear has right now. I wouldn't be surprised if that turned out to be the case. So that's sort of it for the news about the game for this week. If you have anything you'd like me to talk about in terms of what's happening to the game or my thoughts on any of the potential changes or systems, let me know in the comments on my blog, or hit me up on Twitter or whatever. I'd be very happy to get your input on what you want me to talk about in terms of what's happening with the game. So now we'll head to the discussion point for this week, which is the question that was asked on my Discord server, which is flask flipping actually worth it? This was in response to one of the people on the Discord realm who posted a screenshot with some flask sales. He had sold a couple of stacks of 10 for a total of about 100k, so that was pretty large amount of money. So this is a kind of question that's very common, like, is the market worth it? And I have a bit of an issue with the question, mostly because it's pretty hard to answer, because it isn't very precise. So, like, what does worth it even mean in this constant? Worth it, if a market is worth it, isn't exactly something you can easily answer objectively, because people value stuff like their time, or people have various amounts of gold, which will really impact which markets you want to focus on and which markets will give you the highest benefit. So, like, I'm assuming that the question is asking, is flask flipping profitable, and is it a market I can enter? Because this is what you want to figure out when you read about a potential market or a potential opportunity in World of Warcraft. This will always depend on, like, a lot of different factors. It will depend on, can you actually find cheap flask regularly on your realm, which is something I can't answer because I don't play on your realm, most likely. How many players on your realm are raiding? What price can you reliably sell your flasks at? These are the questions that matter. And then you have questions like, how many flasks will you have to buy before you start selling them? How much time will it take before you reach break even and you start making gold? Because a lot of flipping markets in particular, and crafting markets too, require some upfront investment. You need to build up inventory. When you're entering the enchanting market, you need to craft one of each enchant that you're planning to sell at least. And probably you'll be crafting more than one of each. And then you'll maybe sell them for 20-30% profit, and it'll take a while before you make back your initial investment. And this is something that's it's going to be important to figuring out what you want to do. So in terms of if a market is worth it, there are a ton of factors that go into determining this. Obviously, the market needs to be profitable. You need to be able to sell the items for more than you bought the materials for, or more than you bought them for. Otherwise, it's not even a gold-making market. This is sort of obvious. You also need to compare a market or a potential market with your other potential markets. So your gold-making activities will typically be constrained by one or several factors. This will typically either be the amount of time you have available to play the auction house or to spend on gold-making activities. It will be the amount of gold you have available to invest in good deals, in cheap materials, in cheap BOEs or whatever. Or it can be how many items are available to buy on the auction house. If you have 100,000 gold and you want to flip Tidespray linen and there's just 10 linen available under your maximum price, then you're not going to be able to invest all of your gold, obviously. So to figure out then what's the market that's most worth it to you need to compare it with your whatever is your biggest limitation. So as an example, so you need to do some cost-benefit analysis along the axis of whatever factor is the most limiting to you. When I talk about cost-benefit here, I'm not talking about like the comparing the cost of the item to whatever you're planning to sell it for or expecting to sell it for. I'm more talking about figuring out like the gold per hour, for instance. So if the biggest issue for you is that you don't have a lot of time to play, this is certainly the case for me. I don't play the game particularly much compared to a lot of hardcore players. I play on average maybe 1 hour a day, usually around that. So then, if time is the biggest limiting factor for you, then you need to figure out whichever market opportunity you have available for you has the highest gold per hour, and then you do that. And then once you've capped that market opportunity, you need to go to the next highest gold per hour. Typically, this will be various flipping markets because they are very. You just run a shopping scan and buy stuff, and then every time you run a post scan, you'll post all of the auctions. If you're using TradeSkillMaster to manage all of your auction house activities, which I definitely suggest you do. If anyone was confused about that part and you don't know what TradeSkillMaster even is, then I suggest heading to my blog at thelazygoldmaker.com, and I'm writing a TSM guide. TradeSkillMaster is the gold making add-on of choice for me and for the majority of people who are focused on the gold making part of the game. It's incredibly powerful and useful. So that's what you want to do. The highest potential gold per hour is usually high-end flipping markets, because if you buy a BOE for 100K and you can resell it for 300,000 gold, then that's 200,000 gold for running a shopping scan. That's 1 minute, gonna take you a couple of minutes, and then it'll add like 2 to 3 seconds every time you run a post scan until it sells. But that's like still crazy amounts of gold per hour. You're talking for that one item, you're probably talking like million gold per hour at least, which is sort of crazy. But here you're capped by the amount of items available on the auction house, because you can't like conjure cheap BOEs out of thin air. You'll have to rely on people actually posting them for cheap. But that's what you want to do if time is your biggest limiting factor. If you want to figure out if a market is worth it, then try to make an estimate of what your gold per hour you're making is. For flipping markets, you'll have to try it for a while. and then try to make some assumptions about how long it takes you to execute a shopping scan. And then you can easily find your flipping profits from the resale summary in TSM. And just look at that and just compare that to how much time you're spending shopping and auctioning. And then you can compare that to farming or whatever you want to compare it to, and then you'll figure out if it's worth spending your time on it. Now, if your biggest issue is the amount of gold you have available to invest, then you want to focus on the markets that have the quickest turnaround times. You want to focus on markets that will quickly make you your gold back. You want to break even as quickly as possible so that you can get your gold back and invest it into more cheap deals. Because if you only have 20k, then it's going to be really quick to spend all of that. Like when I'm running shopping scans for materials, I can spend upwards of 200k on materials within 5-10 minutes. So if you have less than that, it's going to be very quick to go through all of your gold if you're aggressively investing in potential deals on the auction house. So then you want to focus on the markets that are most likely to sell quickly. If we're going back to the flask flipping example, then flasks are sell decently quickly, but it definitely depends on the price level. Like if you're trying to sell your flasks at the 110% DV market, or slightly higher than the average market value, which is what I've been doing so far, then you'll only sell like 10-20 flasks a week. This isn't enough to make you your gold back quickly, so you shouldn't try that approach if you only have 100,000 gold, then you're better off doing something like material flipping, which will make your gold back quite quickly. And then for the first example, which was my, where time is your biggest limiting factor there, I definitely think flask flipping is something you can look into. But as I said at the beginning of the show, I still haven't found a great way to do flask flipping. It's consistent, so maybe it's not worth it yet. I can't answer that question on a general level. Is flask flipping worth it? Well, the most important part about this is how consistently can you find cheap flasks. This is going to be like the number one factor to figure out if you can actually make gold with this market on your realm. Like with any flipping market, you will essentially have to test it to find out. You can use a similar setup to my material flipping one, where you try to buy stuff when it's about 80% of the market value or below, and then you try to sell it at the market value. But I typically find that the flasks there are a lot more flasks selling below market value than above. This market is quite cutthroat in terms of undercuts. So I think you might be better off with moving the profit margin down and trying to buy flasks, or trying to look for flasks that are below 70% of the market value and then trying to sell them at 90%. I think this might be a better approach, and you definitely want to have a solid profit margin on flasks, as Blizzard has already changed the effective crafting cost once, and they may do it again, and that really screwed me over. So then, if you want to figure out if a market is worth it, I think there are some better questions to ask than, is the market worth it? And those questions are, is this market profitable? This is sort of the basic one. If it's not profitable at all, then it's not profitable at all, and you just move on. Then once you figure out if it's profitable, how quickly can I expect to reach a net profit, or how quickly will I make my initial investment back? This is really important if gold is a limiting factor for you. If you, for instance, crafted Mists of Pandaria PvP gear, will likely take a month to make your initial gold back at least, because you'll only make 1 to 2 to 3 sales per day, or 1 to 10 depending on how many of the items you're stocking. But that's a lot of gold to keep invested before you start seeing an actual profit. And then you have to consider how much time or gold is required to enter this market. This is the third question you should ask before you enter a market. This will essentially be focused a lot more on the factors that may constrain you and may limit your ability to make gold. And they're a lot more focused and specific than the question, is flask flipping worth it? So is flask flipping profitable? Yes, it's profitable if you can find cheap flasks. How quickly can you expect to reach a net profit? I haven't like figured out the answer to this question yet, but I think it highly depends on what level you're trying to buy and sell. I think if you're trying to buy and sell from 70% to 90%, you'll probably be able to make your goal back within a week. If you're trying to do what I've been doing, which is flipping from 90% DB market to 110, it'll probably take a long while to make your goal back. I still am not even close to making my goal back, so I definitely would not suggest doing the using the settings I've been using so far, which are I haven't even published for the that exact reason. And then, like, how much time or goal does it require to enter? It depends on the maximum price. It doesn't require a lot of time. You just need to run like a shopping scan once every day, and then you'll post them when you're doing posting scans. What it does require is a decent amount of gold. You'll probably have to invest between 50 and a couple of hundred thousand gold if you really want to get into this market. So then you have sort of an idea of if this market is something you should try out. I'd say, like, if you're below 500,000, I'd probably stay away, since I haven't found like a stable setup that works on my realm. If you really like experimenting with flipping markets, then definitely go for it and try it out. I think it can work. So hopefully you learned something about like the thought process that goes into figuring out if a market can work for you, and the questions you should ask to figure out if it's worth to spend the time and the gold to try to learn a market. So this is it from me this week. For further reading on some of the things I covered, you should look in the description. As always, thank you all for listening. I also want to thank all of my patrons at the Patreon who support the blog and the podcast. Without you, this wouldn't be possible. So thank you all for choosing to support me. If any of you are not a supporter, you can become one at patreon.com/lazygoldmaker. It will give you 3-day early access to all of my content, which includes all of my TSM guides on my blog and the podcast itself. If you haven't, you should also check out the blog at thelazygoldmaker.com for all of my newest gold guides. I publish guides every week. The latest one is on honorable combatant gear for blacksmithing, which is a great market. You can also get the RSS feed for my podcast directly from the blog. You can also find it on iTunes and Spotify. I also stream on twitch.tv/lazygoldmaker on Mondays and Wednesdays, so make sure you stop by if you want to interact with me while I'm making gold. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I want to wish you all a very profitable week. That's it for me. Thanks for listening.